In a letter Wednesday to new EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, the chairman of the U.S. House Science Committee asked that the agency rescind its veto of the Pebble Mine. EPA proposed the preemptive Clean Water Act restrictions based on findings from its Bristol Bay watershed assessment, and did so with the support of many tribes, fishermen, and environmental groups. But others say EPA has created an unfair regulatory process not based on rule of law. They're likely to find a receptive audience with the new administration. High schoolers from across the state wrapped up a student government conference at Juneau's Thunder Mountain High School this week. On Tuesday evening, they tackled a serious topic, gun violence at school. Paula Finbow spoke to the students about preventing social isolation and recognizing the warning signs of violence on behalf of an organization called Sandy Hook Promise.
Most school shootings are planned at least 6 months ahead of time. And in 4 out of 5 cases, the attacker told somebody their plans before it happened.
The organization was founded by a parent of one of the victims of the Sandy Hook shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. In February, Kodiak High School participated in Sandy Hook Promise's Start With Hello Week, 5 days of events designed to foster inclusivity at school.
This event overall had a positive impact on our school, and I hope that other schools, not only in Alaska, but throughout the nation and maybe the world, they echo what happened.
That was Solomon Himmelblum, the sophomore class secretary. He put together a video to share with the others at the conference. In it, student council members give high fives to students as they walk onto campus before school starts. The Kodiak students say they will do more events in the future. An Australian couple with roots in Alaska has bought radio stations in 3 states, marking the first time federal regulators have allowed full foreign ownership of U.S. radio stations. The Federal Communications Commission approved Richard and Sharon Burns' request through their company, Frontier Media, to increase their interest in 29 radio stations in Alaska, Texas, and Arkansas to 100%. The Burnses are citizens of Australia but have lived in the U.S. on special visas since 2006. Here in Juneau, the rest of the day calls for showers and highs around 40. Tonight, continued showers, scattered snow, but little to no accumulation with lows in the mid-20s. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. I'm Caroline Halter.
Support for the world comes from Lumosity with a 10-minute fit test to challenge